Secretary Dennis Smith says expanding Medicaid will cost to the state because the federal government isn't going to pay the full cost of the 113,000 people who are eligible but aren't enrolled. He says in addition to the new cost of care for those people, the added administrative costs to enroll them would be substantial. Smith says it's also going to cost money to train eligibility workers, and it's not clear whether the state or the federal government will pay for that process.
You're going to train a whole set of eligibility workers who are going to know Wisconsin's Medicaid eligibility. It's a little hard to accept that, given the short period of time. Again, we're 10 months away.
Even though Smith says the programs will drive up costs in Wisconsin, he concedes the state has yet to run the numbers. Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin says expansion would save the state nearly $500,000, according to an estimate by the Kaiser Family Health Foundation. She says financial uncertainty isn't the only thing to be concerned about.
Over 200,000 Wisconsinites could gain Medicaid coverage through the Affordable Care Act Medicaid expansion. And if it is uncertainty that we are concerned about, surely those 200,000 people in Wisconsin deserve the certainty of knowing that quality and affordable care will be for them, there for them.
Secretary Smith says Governor Walker will announce whether or not he will expand the state's Medicaid program when he releases his budget in February. Lindsay Moon, Wisconsin Public Radio.